From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Belgium has conceded that it cannot sign off on a landmark EU free trade deal with Canada because of continued objections from Wallonia and other regional leaders who rejected a late Monday deadline. Without Belgium's signature, the other 27 European nations cannot go ahead, leaving the bloc stuck in another bitter standoff after Brexit and with its much-vaunted unity shattered amid growing popular distrust of international trade deals. During a press conference Monday, the European Commission spokesman, Margaritis Skinas, sought to give breathing room to the Belgian holdouts.
La Belgique est encore...
He says Belgium is still in the process of establishing its position according to this institutional process and an agreement with its constitutional order. The Commission has the utmost respect for this process. The pact, known as a Comprehensive Economic Trade Agreement, would link the EU market of 500 million people with the 10th largest global economy. The U.S.-led coalition battling the Islamic State group unleashed an unprecedented wave of airstrikes in support of Iraq's operation to retake Mosul, according to American officials Monday. The information came from Brett McGurk on Twitter. He said after a week of Iraqi forces launched the offensive to push the IS jihadists from the area. Indian police Monday killed at least 21 rebels in a shootout in eastern India, according to a local police officer. Police say they ambushed a meeting of 30 to 40 Maoists in a forest near the border of Odisha and Andhra Pradesh states. This is VOA News. A reconnaissance plane working for France's defense ministry crashed in a ball of flames at Malta's international airport Monday, killing all five people on board, according to officials there. The plane plummeted into the ground nose first shortly after takeoff for an undisclosed surveillance mission. The Maltese government said in a statement there was no indication of an explosion prior to the crash, but did not rule out sabotage. Meanwhile, French officials have begun clearing thousands of migrants from a makeshift refugee camp near Calais that's become known as the jungle. Migrants are being bused to relocation centers around the country, and the process is expected to take about a week. The Hudson Institute's Ben Haddad said the migrant issue has been a political hot-button issue in France.
It's become very heated because in the context of a broader refugee crisis and the issues of migration and the rise of populism all over Europe, this has become very political in the town of Calais, which is a post-industrial city in north of France, struggling with high unemployment, where Marine Le Pen's National Front and the whole region is polling very highly. So it's become a very tense political issue.
The concentration of carbon dioxide, or CO2, in the atmosphere averaged a record 400 parts per million in 2015. That's an ominous milestone for the planet's health from the UN Monday. Petteri Talas is the Secretary General of the United Nations World Meteorological Organization.
We have exceeded this 400 ppm level of CO2, which was regarded as a critical limit of CO2. Concentration. That's now a permanent thing, independent of the season and independent of the hemisphere.
The information came out in the latest greenhouse gas bulletin. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte's fiery rhetoric and deadly crime war are becoming a growing concern around the world, according to the top U.S. envoy for Asia in a warning Monday in Manila. It came from U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for East Asian and Pacific Affairs, Daniel Russell.
For our part, the United States remains a steady and I hope trusted partner, a strong ally. We stand ready to honor our commitments. We stand by international law and we stand by the Philippines.
Russell met with the Philippines Defense and Foreign Minister after Duterte last week announced his nation's separation from the United States. Russia said Monday it was not currently considering a new truce in the Syrian city of Aleppo after a brief ceasefire ended at the weekend. The question of renewing that humanitarian pause is not relevant now, according to the Deputy Foreign Minister. I'm Frances Alonso.
That's the latest world news from VOA.